We're going to go from Spain to the Southern Guild Gallery in the waterfront, and we're going to be speaking to Christine Jacobs about an exhibition called Enfold. Christine, I know it's both sculptural work and charcoal drawings because they term you as multimedia, but I'm fascinated about the sculpture, the material you use and where it comes from. So can you start there and tell us more about yourself and a special farm?
Well, let me start off by saying I think the pieces they speak of my upbringing and my heritage and where I'm from. I grew up on a farm in the Southern Free State, close to the town called Tromsburg, and my family's been farming with sheep, merino wool, for nearly six generations, or actually I think we're close to seven now. And I think, you know, the work speaks about the love for the landscape and how I find that to be almost symbolic wool of comfort and shelter and protection in a way. And I think the folds that these sculptures create and the way they form around you, the softness that you feel, speaks to that.
Okay, but now how did you get into the sculptural works? What is your background? And it's not farming.
No, it's definitely not farming. I studied fine arts at the Stellenbosch University, graduated in 2014, moved into a little bit of interior work, and then from there fell in love with functional design. And I think from there, those two had a beautiful relationship, arts and actual design.
Also, you're working with a gallery that is particularly into sculptural work, and you talk about the wool. I mean, I think there's Nelly's exhibition where she wraps herself in the blanket. Does that sort of resonate to you as well in some ways?
Well, definitely it does. I think Zanelli in herself is an amazing artist, but I think the wool, for me, it's not just about the fabric at the end. It's also about the unseen and the traces that has come before, the histories that have unfolded in the landscape. And that is what I'm trying to collect and try to share with the audience.
So give us some idea of some of the work that you have done or how it enfolds you.
All right. The previous work was called Feldscape. And I think this is where the whole idea of Enfold originated from. So the piece I thought was, my dad's been farming for wool for a very long time, and I know that the material very well, but I always wanted to push it into a product or a functional design because I do feel sometimes, you know, especially in South Africa, we don't usually use our craftspeople that we have or we don't make here. We sell the raw product abroad. And for me, it's all started with using that material and pushing it into a functional art piece. And Enfold, I think, builds on that, but it tells the story about my heritage and how the farm has influenced me and the relationship that you can witness in a landscape like that. It's almost like a give and take, a beautiful balance to behold.
Well, balance seems to be the work. The show only opens next week on Thursday, so I haven't seen your work yet. So the only piece I have seen, I don't see it as a functional work. So perhaps tell us about the other works that we might see.
So there will be a range of charcoal drawings. The charcoal drawings, I think, I always start my process with drawing before I move into sculpture. But I think the marks made there are gestural. They do reference vegetation. They reference contours. And often you'll see my marks on the drawings in pairs. And I think those are talking about the interplay between the organic and the constructed. Sometimes you'll see a huge eraser mark, and that's about taking away from the site. Sometimes you add and take away on a drawing, but it never really removes the trace. And I think that's the beautiful thing about a landscape. It's almost like a skin. If you leave something, it's going to be there for generations. It won't just all of a sudden disappear.
Yeah, you can't erase it properly.
Yes, that's true.
There's a mark that it's left.
Yes.
But those are your drawings. But I'm talking again, as I say, because I haven't seen. Are there things that you can sit on or...
Oh, yes.
So please talk a little bit about the functional things.
Right,
because I say the one piece I've seen, you're wonderfully enfolded.
Right.
But I'm not quite sure how you would use that piece.
Okay. So the sculptural works are, I would call them... almost sculptural sofas in a way. They have curves and crevices for you to climb into, for you to huddle down, to sit on, obviously, and, well, lie down and interact with the piece. I feel like that's the beauty of them. They invite you in. They invite you to become part of something, to become part of the story, to become part of the narrative that I'm trying to create.
Excellent. And I know you're going to be exhibiting with two other artists. Could you just mention who these are?
Okay, I'll be alongside two very talented artists, Terence Maluleke and Nano Leface.
And what work can we anticipate?
Well, Terence is a beautiful painter, and then Nano does drawings about his journey to becoming an artist, and yeah, beautiful stuff.
So, in fact, we can expect lots to see on the opening. And let's just get some of those details correct. So it is Thursday the 26th. So is that one of first Thursdays at the waterfront, I think.
It's actually the week before First Thursdays. It will open on the 26th of October. The opening will be from 6 till 8. And then the show will run till the 16th of November.
Well, that's not a long time. So it's only about 3 weeks in which to see this very, very vast collection. And that's at Southern Guild, which is in the... How do you describe it? That's the Silo side, yes.
Silo district.
Silo district of the V&A waterfront. That's the Southern Guild. And it intrigues me because, as I say, their focus has for quite a while been on more sculptural work. So I'm looking forward to seeing yours and meeting the other two artists and what they have. So again, you say the opening is between 6 and 8 o'clock, and that's going to be on Thursday the 26th, and it's running through, remind me?
Till the 16th of November.
So we've been speaking to Christine Jacobs, and I would encourage you to go along and see for yourself, and I'm afraid I promise I'll be there because I'm intrigued. So that's Christine Jacobs and Fold, plus two other artists at Southern Guild, and it's been great speaking to you.
Thank you. FMR.